producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We continue with a line of questioning. This is not a congressional hearing. It's just Gene Steinberg and Chris O'Brien and dozens of listeners who've asked rather long questions sometimes of our guest Stanton Friedman. We have a second radio show where we'll discuss the impact of this called After the Paracast. It's part of our premium service, Paracast Plus. You'll learn more if you go to plus.theparacast.com. That's P-L-U-S, not the plus symbol, P-L-U-S.theparacast.com. You get After the Paracast, the ad-free version of this show without the network ads and more, a lot more coming, and it's a low monthly, annual, five-year, or now a lifetime subscription rate, free ebooks and more, plus.theparacast.com. Chris, please continue with the questions.
Well, this one comes from Harry Newton, who is a very active poster at forum.theparacast.com. Again, that's where our listeners go to post questions for our guests. And I'm a little confused about this. I didn't know that there was such a thing as helium-4. But he's wondering if you could talk about it in layman's terms, because he's really interested in it, especially because my understanding it is lighter than helium-3. I have done some reading about it. My main question is it a potentially viable fuel for a high-altitude balloon or even lighter than aircraft or vehicle? First of all, I've never even heard of helium-4. I've heard of helium-3, and the moon is rich with it, and it could be an incredible energy source. I think one load of the – I read somewhere a load of it on the space shuttle could run like the country for a year. I'm not sure of what the actual – it just seemed incredible to me. First of all, is there a helium-4? I'd never even heard of that.
Well, what is normal helium? You've got a nucleus with two protons in it, don't you? And two neutrons.
Elements,
so that's helium-4. So helium-4 is what it mostly is. You know, the atomic weight of it, if you will.
Okay.
Helium-3 is the one. When I was looking at nuclear fusion way back in 1962, makes me feel old, we did a study for the Air Force. $9 million taxpayer dollars went into that. And deuterium and helium-3 was a very interesting fusion combination. The reason being that not only do you get an enormous amount of energy per fusion reaction, but you produce almost entirely the new particles are charged particles. And charged particles, unlike nasty neutrons, go out. Charged particles can be directed to go out that way, and you want the rocket to go the opposite way. Neutrons go out in all directions, so you don't get any direct. You've got to do something with the neutrons, convert them to heat and so forth. Not a good idea. But deuterium and helium-3 was our most attractive thought. Deuterium is heavy hydrogen. Got an extra neutron in there. So that's the one that you normally talk about. And helium-3 comes from outer space, and yes, there is some on the moon. And Jupiter, probably, and you can make it in reactors, but it's expensive to do that. If you can find it and mine it, that's a much better way of doing it, so to speak. So, yeah, again, if you look at fusion as opposed to chemical rockets, if you will, the enormous amount of energy per interaction, hundreds of millions of electron volts per reaction for fission and for fusion. But fission uses uranium, which is very heavy. Fusion uses isotopes of helium and hydrogen, which are very light. And the other nice thing, of course, is the most abundant substance in the universe is hydrogen. Second is helium. So wherever you go, you may have trouble finding uranium. The heavy metals are rare in the universe by comparison. But you're going to find hydrogen and helium everywhere. And if you're going to have a rocket, it's nice to have a propellant. Basically, it doesn't weigh much, much better than a very heavy thing like uranium. So helium-3, I'm a fan of deuterium, which is hydrogen 2, if you will, and helium 3. Make a great combination. I talk about this in my book, Flying Saucers and Science. This is not an obscure kind of subject. Been talked about a long time.
We've been kind of staying away from Roswell, but there are a number of questions about Roswell. And
nice
one
place
of them
to visit. Nice place to visit.
I don't know. It gives me I break out in a rash. I can't find where to scratch all those alien images. I don't know. It's just kind of strange. But, yeah, I guess for that part of the world, it is probably the only go-to destination. Okay, this one comes from Without Limits 09. He's been a member since 2011 with the Paracast Forum. And he would be curious to know if you still believe that two flying saucers crashed into each other in Corona. And if so, how does he balance that in the face of other researchers like Kevin Randall, who hold to the fact that there was only one crash saucer? Can you name another Roswell researcher who believes two were involved? And finally, how could there be two competing theories so foundational to the story if our witnesses are so rock solid? He says either it was one crash or two crashes, and if there's confusion on that main point, then the whole story seems to be shaky.
Well, I disagree with Kevin Randall. He and I have disagreed about many things. I would refer to my book, Crash at Corona. Now, I didn't say that they hit each other and went down right there.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
No, I wouldn't say that at all. But let me give you a scenario. And as a matter of fact, I asked an Air Force general about this. I say, if you have a pilot and a wingman, and they run across a fancy radar system where there isn't any around the world in 1947, in other words, there weren't a lot of radar installations around. We didn't have an Air Defense Command worth talking about or powerful radar. We had some radar in New Mexico because we were testing to capture German rockets there. And we know that on the day, at the time the crash occurred, the radars were on, tracking radars, not search radars. They're not going round and round and round. They're tracking radars for the testing of the rockets. The radars were on because these were all vacuum tube radars. And if you don't leave them on, you got to warm them up. So if something unusual happens, you're not ready to go. And so if you just fly through the beam and whoops, damn, you know, discombobulates the guidance system or the operating system, and you get a glitch. One goes into the other. And more than 40% of the cases in 47 involved more than one UFO seen at a time. In other words, with, I'll call it a wingman, for want of a better way of putting it. We do that all the time. And so if they temporarily lose control and bang into each other, I asked an Air Force general who was a pilot, a German prisoner of war, as a matter of fact, went on to be the commander of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And I asked him, if you get a mid-air collision, is the damage symmetric? In other words, are both the craft damaged equally, so to speak? He said, no, almost never. Usually one of them makes it down, and the other one, too bad. And so my theory, if you will, is this is my first conversation with Jesse Marcel, the intelligence officer for the only atomic bombing group in the world, the most elite military group in the world. That was what was at Roswell. If you have a mid-air collision, you'd expect, this was Jesse's conclusion, not that it was a mid-air collision, but that it was an above-air explosion, above-ground explosion. He said, for two reasons. He had seen plane crashes in the Pacific during World War II. Make a big hole in the ground if an airplane crashes, a crater, if you will. And he said, so there were two reasons he thought that there had to be an above-air explosion. One was there was no crater out there in the boonies.
Okay, let's stop there and let's do our break, okay? Okay, so okay. The first possibility that there was an explosion in the air, which accounts for the fact that there's no crater. We'll get into more
and
of this theory about the Roswell crash In our next segment with Stanton Friedman, with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So let's continue about this theory about how this crash may have occurred with Stanton Friedman about Roswell, New Mexico.
When I spoke to Jesse the first time in 1978, he figured there had to have been a meteor explosion because of two things. One, no crater, and you would have seen it out there. It's desert. The second was the widespread of the wreckage, maybe 3/4 of a mile this way, 1/4 mile that way. wouldn't have been spread out so much if there'd just been a crash. And that makes sense to me. And then when I ask the general about one's going to come down and one not so quickly, it doesn't surprise me. And Kevin hasn't bought into the second crash in the plains of San Agustin. What can I tell you? Read my book, Crash at Corona. And I think that if there was an explosion, it would have spread stuff all over, which is the way the scene was described. But remember, this is in the middle of nowhere. No tourists around at that time. I mean, the rancher had a sheep, but he was in charge of the sheep. He didn't own the ranch. He was the foreman on the ranch. And he was worried about the sheep eating this foil-like material that was spread out all over the place, and some plastic-like material and some rubber-like material. But there weren't passing cars. There's no road there. It's in the middle of nowhere. It would have been natural. The rancher goes into Corona and is complaining about all his junk on his ranch. He didn't have radio. He didn't get a newspaper. He hadn't heard anything about flying saucers. Kenneth Arnold's sighting was 2 weeks earlier. But the guys at the Corona store, the general store, had. And one of them had seen an article that said there was a reward being offered for wreckage or pieces of one of these saucers people were seeing. They suggested he go into Roswell, where the sheriff was and where the base was, and take some of the wreckage with him, see if he could collect a reward. So he did the next day, July the 6th. And he went into the rancher, the sheriff's office. The sheriff calls the base and talks to Jesse Marcel. He was on duty at that time. And he goes to the sheriff's office, looks at this stuff, doesn't see anything that's normal. An airplane crash, you saw all kinds of stuff, from vacuum tubes and tags saying made in Oshkosh and all kinds of standard airplane junk, if you will. Jesse asks his boss what to do, and he says, take one of our counterintelligence corps guys, Sheridan Cabot as it happens, and follow the rancher out, because the rancher's stressed. There's loads of this stuff out there. And that's what he was worried about. Who's going to clean up the mess? Because it's labor-intensive walking around to pick up small pieces of foil. They went out there. They saw all this stuff. They came back to town, and then the fix was in. And there were plenty of military guys that went out, and we talked to some. Kevin has, for that matter. Guys who went around with, a stick with a nail on the end of it and picking up pieces, or trying to, and putting them in burlap bags and trying to clean up. They were vacuuming the desert, was the expression somebody used. So it moved from something that might have been of interest, and Colonel Blanchard was worried about spies. That's why the counterintelligence corps got. Remember, these were the only atomic bombers in the whole darn world at that time. Russians didn't test their first bomb until 1949. Naturally, they would make an effort to recover all this stuff and learn as much as they could about it.
The cause of the crash. And I've heard radar brought it down somehow. And that seems kind of strange because we're dealing with advanced technology. Certainly radar would be such an elemental thing compared to what they have.
Well, that's why they probably wouldn't have expected it.
Do you think that radar would have the power to bring these craft down, and they didn't allow
it? No, it's not power to bring it down. It's not a ray gun. It's not a laser beam. It's not something with a lot of energy involved with it.
It would disrupt their systems.
It would disrupt a guidance system, a control system. I'm told when the Brits were working on radar in the early part of the war that there were some cars driving by every so often whose engines would stop. They had no idea why.
Okay, now you raise another question, which is we have the reports where cars are impacted by the proximity of a UFO. The engines die. So is that the result of ET sending down some radar waves?
Calling them radar waves simplifies it, but I'd say, why not? Of course. Remember the classic case in, where was it, Italy, where there were two tractors. One was diesel and one was regular. And the diesel one kept going and the normal one was spark plugs, etc. stopped.
Well, of course, now with Volkswagen, no one's going to buy a diesel-equipped car anymore. All right, but let's get back to the possible cause. Does it make any sense to even speculate on that? We don't really know what might have happened if everything is as you state.
Well, some people constantly ask me the question, so I've got to offer an answer. And I say, I don't know. I haven't seen a report. I don't have access to any reports. I'm sure there were reports made and investigated. Remember, when this all happened, there's some big questions. What do these guys want working with somebody on this planet? They're little guys. Maybe they're working with the Chinese. What have they got in for us? There are a lot of questions that you have to answer, and you don't do it in public. Remember the shape the world was in 47. Rotten shape. Half of Europe was starving. The Marshall Plan was just going to go into effect. The Cold War was heating up. So they didn't have quick and dirty answers or quick and clean answers. They didn't have any answers. But we're not going to do it in the newspapers.
That kind of leads me to another question. We're talking about possible energy sources having an impact both from the objects. You know, we've been discussing the other way around, but this one comes from Ravensfeet. She wonders if UFOs are simply sophisticated space rockets from another planet. Why do we hear so many stories about UFOs that have an hallucinatory or dreamlike quality or contain other high strange aspects?
Well, I don't know that we hear so many stories like that. To say that they're merely visitors from another planet doesn't answer the question of what do they want, what's it leading toward, what's their goal in coming here. Quarantine sounds simple-minded. Mining sounds simple-minded. Who knows why aliens do? We don't know why we do what we do. So there are all kinds of questions we can't answer. One of them that we can answer, is there any evidence that the planet's being visited by intelligently controlled extraterrestrial vehicles? Yes. So does that mean I know where they're from and why they're here and what they want and how they operate? No. Doesn't mean that at all. Gotta be aware of your ignorance. That's how you learn something.
Yeah, it's really bad to be ignorant that you're ignorant.
Nicely put. I like
yeah. Well, unfortunately, you can apply that all over the place, including yeah. myself. I mean, I consider myself to be fairly up to speed about a lot of these subjects, but when I talk to someone like you or, you know, others in the field who have been involved a lot longer than I have, I really do feel like a neophyte. And compared to some people that are just, you know, coming into the field, I'm like this, you know, really knowledgeable, almost expert type. So I guess everything is relative.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm going to kind of go into some of my own questions here. And that is, you know, we're seeing a real problem with the internet and the sophistication mm-hmm. of desktop, you know, effects processing. And so many people seem to be buying into what appear to me to be just, I mean, just laughable hoaxes. And people are constantly posting yes. these things and reposting them and reposting them. To me, some of the most simple After Effects type programs can create a glowing white ball that you can, you know, put into any footage. And so many people appear to be impressed by this. How are we going to get around this?
I'll tell you what, we're going to have to get around this announcement first. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE. for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, a question Chris asked of our guest this week, Stan Friedman. Stan, your answer, please.
Well, we have a real problem. I get all kinds of people who think if they saw it on YouTube, it's got to be true. If they see it on the Internet, it's got to be true. And I would beg to differ. There are no laws against lying. That's a simplistic statement, but it's true. Or being wrong. But there are plenty of people who take love to get the attention of having their ideas being reproduced, so to speak, repeated. And it is a problem. You got to have a big filter ready to go, and you also have to have a box that says, not enough data. Everybody wants me to give a yes or a no to every question, and I say, I don't have enough data to give you a scientific viewpoint, and I'm not a fiction writer. I am not interested in fictional things. I mean, I have to speculate, too, because somebody wants, what possible explanation could there be, you know? But the usual response, at my lectures, over 700 to date in 50 states, 18 countries, 10 provinces, you know, so I get around. People have no trouble accepting the data, charts of data from the big studies and stuff like that. What they really want to know is the answers to the why questions. Why would aliens come here? Why doesn't the government tell us what it knows? You know, why don't they land on the White House lawn? And there are a lot of questions like this. Now, obviously, I have to speculate to give answers, but I try to suggest reasonable ones, and the usual response I get is, oh, I hadn't thought of it that way, which is a good response. You've got people thinking.
Well, there's hope, then.
Well, yeah, and that's the way I see it. I don't need to buy every story that comes down the pike, but I can try to, because I've been asked these questions. I think I once figured out a couple of years ago I'd answered 60,000 questions over the years. Same ones over and over again, you know. But I've been forced to think about them in the way that most people haven't been. Why should they? They're not standing on a stage and answering questions. And I can't say, I'll get back to you tomorrow on that. You know, I have to have thought about this and give a quote, reasonable answer right away. So we've got a mystery here. It's got many dimensions because it tells us something about ourselves, too. Why did the United States stop the United Nations from setting up an organization, so to speak, to receive reports of UFOs from all over the world? We had hearings in, what was it, 78, at the United Nations. I spoke to the General Assembly, and there were a number of us. J. Allen Hynek was there and other people, Gordon Cooper, the astronaut, and so forth. We had hearings, and it was proposed that there be some way to accept reports from all over the world. The United States put the kibosh on it, unfortunately, I think. I think it would have been a good idea because even though the United Nations doesn't really speak for the planet, it's as close as anything that does. You know, I wonder, I'd love to see an alien library where they list the history of 100 different planets on which they went through this stage of too much technology and not enough sociology and blew themselves up or developed a heaven out there and a nice place, good for people. I'd like to know, what are the odds? You know, we don't have any information about that. We don't have a lot of information about what happened on our own planet. Like I mentioned about Schliemann and, you know, the city of Troy. And unfortunately, and we have to admit it, disinformation is part of this game, too. You know, from the Trojan horse on, governments have been disinforming. We convinced Hitler. It was very important that during the Second World War, we convinced Hitler by subtle means that the attack on the continent wasn't going to be at Normandy. It was going to be at Calais. And Hitler's generals asked when we did attack at Normandy, D-Day, at the beaches. The generals asked for the reserves, and Hitler said, no, they're really going to attack down here. So it's pretty hard when you don't have the straight facts. And it's hard enough when you have the facts, but when you don't have the straight facts, it's hard to know what's going on.
Well, speaking of what's going on, trying to figure out what's happening with UFOs, so we can pretty well be certain after all these years that the government is not going to suddenly come out and say, E.T. is here, and maybe they won't even be believed anymore because we do not believe our government, especially here in the United States. Okay, it's just a plot. It's a secret way for Obama to take control and hand it over to Hillary. You know, whatever. We don't believe it. So what do we do as laymen, scientists, individuals, not part of the government, to find the evidence of what's going on and deliver actual, provable results that even the skeptics will have to admit has some credence to it?
Well, some skeptics will never be convinced. Remember, the basic rule is there are four rules for skeptics. Don't bother me with the facts. My mind's made up. What the public doesn't know, I'm not going to tell them. If you can't attack the data, attack the people. It's easier and nobody will know the difference. And
that sounds like our forums.
Do your research by proclamation. Investigation is too much trouble. And so, you know, you got to watch out when you're dealing with debunkers. There's a difference between I'm a skeptic, but then there are debunkers. And I've spent some time debunking the debunkers. Talk about it in my books.
It's a thankless job, but somebody's got to do it.
Well, yeah, frankly. Anybody who expects they're going to convince everybody of anything is wrong, as far as I'm concerned. There will always be people who won't accept the truth for whatever reason. Look, the fundamentalists have said that all the intelligent life in the universe is here on planet Earth. I'm not sure there's any, but anyway. And that the world was created in 4004 B.C., they want to believe that, that's okay with me. I'm not trying to force anybody's throat.
I'll tell you something here. Long time ago, maybe 9-10 years ago, we lost a listener to the Paracast because we wouldn't admit the Earth was only 6,000 years old.
Well, I'm not surprised. There are people who believe that. I've met one on an airplane. I have put up with having him tell me that everything, you know, what was in the Bible, and he obviously hadn't read Barry Downing's book, The Bible and Flying Saucers, which is well worth reading, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. Old and New Testament, and finds lots of stories that we would call flying saucer stories, like it or not. And, you know, we know a lot about radioactivity, and we also know that our minds don't influence radioactivity as far as we know. Some people who tried found they couldn't. You know, you can't ward off that radiation by just thinking about it. That's why I was in radiation shielding. You got to do something. You know? But there are many fundamental questions here. Where does man fit in the universe? We haven't solved that problem. We could be a penal colony. They could have dumped all the bad boys and girls here, and that's why we're so nasty to each other. When you go to Australia, they're proud of their convict ancestors. Strange as that might sound, it surprised me a little bit. But
no, they are. You've got to be tough to live there.
Well, okay. Yeah. What I'm saying is the reasons for travel, the reasons for colonizing, you know, people will say often about, oh, the West was colonized with people who wanted religious freedom. Most of the religious groups that came to North America 300-400 years ago, they were looking for freedom for themselves, but not for others. You know, there's a difference. Let me do my thing. I don't want you to
ironic.
Do well, but it's true.
Yeah.
You know,
we're seeing the attempted imposition of fairly rigid fundamentalist beliefs on the rest of us right now.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And so, you know, our understanding of how large groups of people act and what motivates them is seriously flawed. We got a lot to learn. I mean, yeah, I'm a nuclear physicist. Who am I to talk about, psychology of the masses or anything like that?
We have Stan Friedman for one more segment. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
My name is Don Wiskin,
and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, Stanton Friedman, there's been a lot of back and forth personal attacking in the UFO field for years.
Yes.
And it gives a lot of people the perception that we're going nowhere. And everybody has their pet.
Surrounded by a bunch of cat fights.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, for those who haven't checked out forum.thepowercast.com and the discussions about the appearance of Dr. David Jacobs, believe me, there were lots of cat fights. And as soon as I posed one way to test for DNA evidence for someone who claims they've been sexually abused by aliens, one of our listeners went so ballistic that that person decided never to listen to us again. But you get the picture, Stan.
Yeah. You know, the old Gaussian distribution, you know the plot of number versus height and stuff like that. There's a peak and then it tails off in both directions. You get an enormous range of opinions, of actions. Some of those are good, the extreme, if you will. Extreme heroism we reward. People who do things that 99% of the people would never do. And so you have to judge by that unusual event. You know, not everybody could write like Mozart or Elton John. You pick your own. But we need to do more thinking about this. There have been some places where there have been courses taught about UFOs. And I think they were enlightening to the people, mainly because it made people realize how ignorant they were of what's gone on. You know, when the English Astronomer Royal can say only kooks see UFOs without having to provide any evidence, any reference, any anything, then you know that the scientific community isn't doing its job on this subject. On the other hand, I spoke to a whole bunch of journalists here in Canada. They were having their annual gatherings in St. John, New Brunswick, which is 65 miles from where I live. And the president of the group asked me if I would speak. I was in the papers and stuff. So sure, why not? And he told me afterward, he'd never seen so many journalists change their minds so quickly about something. They just hadn't been aware of all the evidence that was out there that they hadn't known about. So I have hope for society when a group like journalists can admit that, wow, there's something there and I didn't know about it. So I'm still an optimist after all these years.
Yeah, and that's amazing. And that's, I'm at the risk of being accused of being an ass kisser. I'm so proud of you to be able to say that, Stan, really. I mean, you've been doing this 40 plus years, 50 years, and to be able to say that is it gives me hope, and I hope it gives our listeners hope as well.
Well, good. I'm glad. I want to give people hope because I am basically an optimist. Just because there are foolish astronomers who say foolish things doesn't mean all astronomers are foolish or everybody is saying foolish things. You know, so that's part of my job, to enlighten, but with facts and data. That's where the physicist comes from.
What about ideas to set up some kind of monitoring station? Like there's this UFO data proposal that just came out recently in connection with one of the organizations that follow UFOs.
Yes, I read about that, and I thought, you know, if we put our minds to it and could raise the money, UFO data something, I forget what the title was, but Leslie Keene, who's written an excellent book about UFO sightings and generals tell their story and pilots and so forth.
Sure.
I think that might work. What is really strange, and maybe that was stimulated by the fact that this Russian billionaire, Yuri Milner, has announced that he was going to put $100 million over 10 years into basically SETI kind of work. Silly effort to investigate, S-E-T-I.
Yeah, that's like throwing good money after bad. I mean, they've really got to ramp up that approach,
well,
I think.
Well, what that does do is sort of make it respectable.
Yeah.
And maybe we can ride piggyback on the notion that, you know, it is respectable to talk about this. And I think Leslie's announcement about trying to get started, crowdfunding,
crowdfunding
terminology, might be a way to do that. And getting data, you know, it took a while to get data to prove there were meteors, that there were rocks in the sky. Everybody knows there's no rocks in the sky, so how could they come down from the sky, you know? But that was the attitude. And finally, some happened in places, and they were able to get samples and analyze them and stuff. Most great scientific discoveries are made by accident. You know, penicillin, he wasn't looking for it. He saw, was it Fleming, whatever his name is.
The San Luis Valley Camera Project, I feel real positive about the possibilities of actually obtaining some hard data that we can analyze because it's unassailable data. It's data that's properly gathered, and there's an evidence chain that could be, you know, easily documented. But I got to ask this one last question here. I know it's off topic, but Wade is one of our, you know, premier posters. He's just posted his 4,001st post, and this
– wow.
He gets a gold stamp if he posts another 1,000.
Because Wade's a big fan of our show and also Dark Matters, the Don Ecker show. Are you happy with the Trudeau election win and bringing back the sunny ways approach of Sir Wilfrid Laurier?
Well, I'll tell you, I was a little surprised about how completely the Trudeauites, if you will, the Liberal Party, knocked off the Conservatives in Canada. It was a much more overwhelming victory than I expected. I knew it was.
Yeah, well, it sounds like we may have Bernie Sanders to contend with next year.
Well, I was going to say, when I looked again and I realized that one of the problems for the Conservatives, they ran silly ads about Trudeau, talking about his hair, and he's just not ready. They had no substance to them. And I think the public is too smart for that. The turnout this year was much higher than the last election in Canada. So I'm waiting to see. I'm not telling you who I voted for. And Trudeau's name means a lot in this country, obviously. But I think there's more to the man than we saw from the conservative viewpoint. A lot more to him. So if the country gets behind them and says, you know, it's time for a change and let's get with it, I think that's a good thing. And, you know, Canada is a strange country, and many Americans don't realize there are fewer people in Canada than there are in California.
Yeah.
But Canada is larger than the United States.
Yep.
And so that makes for, you know, some strange things. How do we keep pace with our neighbors? I'm a dual citizen. I can complain about both governments, you know.
Well, that must feel really good, because when one government does the right thing, you can bet that the other government will do the wrong thing. Tell you what, Stanton Friedman, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff that you do.
Well, yeah, the simplest thing is my website, www.stantonfriedman, that's IFRIEDMAN.com. And it lists all my books, and if you buy from me as opposed to Amazon, you get an autograph. I autograph my books personally. And there's nobody doing it for me, you know, who can simulate my signature, which is probably easy, but I autograph them all. and you can get them through PayPal, and that includes the DVDs. Incidentally, people curious about Roswell, there is a DVD, Recollections of Roswell, that has testimony from more than 20 firsthand witnesses, all of whom are now deceased, so you can't re-interview them.
You also wrote the foreword for a new book called How to Talk to an Alien. We're going to explore that in the next few weeks. You can tell our listeners also. You can find us on Twitter. We're known as The Paracast. Look for The Paracast on Twitter. Look for A Pair, two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. There will always be two. There cannot be one, unlike that well-worn phrase. We also have a second radio show called After the Paracast. It's available as part of Paracast Plus, along with the ad-free version of this show, without all the network ads, better quality audio, so Stanton Friedman sounds even more robust. After the Paracast, the ad-free version of the Paracast, check out Plus, P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. Check for low-cost subscription packages from monthly all the way to a lifetime, brand new lifetime subscription package. We also give free ebooks for long-term subscriptions from our own Chris O'Brien. The video channel, I promise, is coming soon. The Paracast Plus, plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Stanton Friedman, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
My pleasure. We'll do it again.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.